This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Melanie Shear from the Zone Teen Center. Melanie, welcome back to the program. How are you today?
I'm good. Good morning, Tobin.
And we are here to talk about one of your many projects. I don't know how you have time for all this, but you are vice president of the Zone Teen Center, formerly known as The Escape. Tell us a little bit now about the zone and give us an update on what's going on.
Well, as most people know, from Hillsboro, The Escape was, the past teen center, for the past 20 years. It has been, non-functioning for the past few years, and here towards the spring, late winter, a group of people decided that we wanted to resurrect, so to speak, a teen center for Hillsboro. So we have gotten custody of the building and have went in and started making changes and deciding as a board of nine of us how what we want to do and our plans and, you know, how we want to proceed in the future so that Hillsboro can once again have a functioning teen center.
Tell me a little bit about the name. How did that come about?
The board of directors put together a list, a great big list of names, ideas, suggestions from people throughout the community. And we came up with about 15 names that we actually put out to Hillsboro Junior High School and let them decide. So they gave us their top choices, and the zone was the name that we picked, that they picked, the students picked, and that we decided on.
And tell me a little bit about the board, because the board as it stands right now, it's kind of an interesting collection of people here.
Yes.
One, Mark Finsky is on there, and he's principal at the school district.
Right.
So, I mean, it's a nice collective group here.
There is. There are nine of us, all from different areas throughout the town and community. As you said, Tobin, Mark Finsky is the president, and I am the one of the vice presidents, and obviously, you know, I'm involved in different community activities throughout town. We have Sean Huber as a vice president. Matt Ferguson, pastor of the Presbyterian Church in Hillsboro, is on the board, along with CJ Dias and his wife Stephanie, and they are members and youth pastors of the United Methodist Church. We also have Remy Dias, who is a youth pastor of the Presbyterian Church. We have Mike Denby, and we also have Jonathan Sinberger, who is also a youth minister. So we have a great diverse group of people working on this.
Tell me a little bit. It's been a long time since I've been inside the Escape or the Teen Center. What kind of condition is it in now? Is it in repairable condition? What are we looking at here?
Right. 20 years ago, when they first started The Escape, they redid it and gave it a complete overhaul. And, you know, it looked nice for a while. And when we got into the building this past spring, the building had sat empty for a couple years. So it had, you know, it needed updating tremendously. We have went in and basically torn out the entire main level of The Escape. There was a separating wall with some doorways cut out between the two parts of the building. That is now gone. There was carpet on the walls that were for soundproof and to keep it clean and stuff like that. That is completely gone. The bar area is gone. The bathrooms have been completely gutted. I mean, so anything that anyone remembers from the past with The Escape is now completely gone. We have different groups coming in and helping us, volunteering to do stuff for us. And we're going to do new flooring, new walls, a new bar area that I'm really excited about, new bathrooms. And we are actually going to cut out the front part of the building, the front wall of the building, and put in windows to make it more open so people people from the outside will be able to see in, and the people from the inside will be able to see out.
So, that sounds outstanding.
Yes, yes. And that is going to be strictly some volunteers have come along to help us do that. Basically, all of our labor is going to be volunteer-wise. We have electricians, plumbers, construction guys all coming in and doing this work for us. So,
with all the work going on, mm-hmm. when will the teen center be open? Are you hoping when school rolls around this year, or is it going to be next year? What?
Our goal when we started this was we were spending all of June to tear apart the building and all of July to put it back together. Our goal is to have a grand opening, open house type thing during Old Settlers, and then to have a big event for the kids, you know, the weekend after that. That's our goal. If somebody would look inside the building right now, they would be like, how on earth is this going to get done? Because like I said, it is completely gutted. But we're optimistic and we're all working really hard, and this is what we want done, and I see no problems with getting that done, hopefully.
And the students, what has their response been?
They are very excited. Mr. Finsky has actually brought in different groups from the junior high school, and they have helped tear the place apart for us. They have, you know, we had a bunch of, you know, old tables and just the carpets and the mats and just stuff that, you know, wasn't functional anymore. They have ripped it all apart and took it out to the dumpsters. So they've put in a lot of hard work and effort on this also,
like,
you know.
The building trades program, are they involved?
No, not yet. We haven't gotten anybody from the high school involved yet. Okay. And mainly it's just been the junior high students since Mark is so, you know, close with them. So
that sounds outstanding. So Old Settlers, right. Maybe a time period depending on how things go for an open house. Obviously, right. With everything going on, new carpeting, new bar area, new everything.
Yes.
You're going to have money for this.
Yes.
Donations. Have you received a lot of donations? And if someone would like to donate to the cause, what's the best way of doing that?
We had put some articles out in the Journal News, and we have received some donations from that. They keep rolling in every day. Obviously, this isn't just a one-time thing where we're going to need a hunk of money now to redo it and be done. You know, we're going to need donations and things throughout, you know, our whole lifetime of it, which is hopefully many years. They're coming in good. If somebody would like to send a donation, they can contact Mark Finsky at the junior high or myself, or drop off something at National Bank, which is where our account is. You know, we'd greatly appreciate it because it's going to take the community to help get this together. You know, with all the donations we're getting and, you know, and the free labor and that type of stuff, we still need, you know, lots of donations to get everything what we want. We're hoping that this teen center just isn't a place like it used to be, where a kid just came out and hang out for an evening at a dance, listen to some music and leave. This, our sights for this is to make this into a place that's open every day. We want tutoring for the students who need it. We're going to have different classes, you know, music classes, art classes, exercise classes. We got some gaming systems donated to us, so we're hoping to have game tournaments. We of course still have the pool tables and ping pong and foosball and all that. We're going to have that. There's still going to be basketball and stuff upstairs. You know, we hope to bring in local kid bands and let them play, you know, and have dances and that type of thing. So it's not just going to be a once a week thing like it used to be. It's going to be, you know, something that these kids can come to as a place for them to hang out, you know, to see a, you know, good adults, you know, lean on them if they need to, get some mentoring, you know, that type of thing. So,
all right, Mel, it sounds like an awesome project. Congratulations on this. I think this will be very well worthwhile for
thank
the
you.
Students, not only in the elementary level, but in the junior high level.
Right.
Thank you so much for your time. And we will definitely be in touch regarding the zone. And congratulations on a job well done.
Great, Tobin. Thank you.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Melanie Shear from the Zone Teen Center. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.